The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
60% of Irish dentists reported difficulty in recruiting associate dentists. That's according to a survey by the Irish Dental Association, which found a 23% reduction in its dental workforce over the past 15 years. More than 100,000 schoolchildren missed out on dental screening last year due to that lack of dentists in the public dental service. And the Irish Dental Association have called for a cap of 20% on non-European students taking up places in the courses. Joining me now to talk about this is Caroline Robbins, Chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Dental Association and a dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to talk to you again.
And we can tell from your accent why you're called Kiwi Dentist. Which is
That's
fair
right,
enough.
Yes, indeed.
Now, talk to me about how kids are screened through the public health service. How does it work currently?
Well, I'll tell you how it currently works, but how it was designed was that children were screened in second, fourth and sixth class in primary school. And these classes and these particular ages are sort of were designed to align with dental milestones, important milestones in one's dental life and development and then rough and up deep. That was how it was supposed to be done, and that's why how it was done up until sort of about since about 2009, we've seen a progressive decline in the number of dentists in the public dental service. Now the
So just to clarify, how would that have been done? Were they full-time dentists working for the HSE?
Yes, so they are dentists that are employed by the HSE. They work in dental clinics, specific dental clinics around the country in all sort of health board areas. So, for example, my children would have gone to school in a place called Ballyconnell National School. They were in Wicklow, so they were assessed originally in Carnew or through Wicklow. So those dental clinics were specifically HSE-run dental clinics with the dentists who are employed by the HSE.
Now, did they privatise it then? I mean, in the sense they ask regular dentists, not HSE full-time dentists, but other dentists to pick up the slack?
No, they didn't privatise it. What we've seen over since about 2009 is a sort of an insidious disintegration, really, if you'd like to call it that, of the public dental service. There are now about 75 less full-time dentists. So it's about 23% decrease in the number of dentists working, that they're available to provide the service. The population number of children that need to be screened has increased by about 23-25%. So we obviously have they're moving in the wrong direction, both of them. And last year we had 100,000 children that were, missed their screening.
Now, the question is, are they trying to recruit or are they failing to find people to take up these jobs?
This is a million-dollar question, Pat. Back in 2023, we understand that there were 22 positions advertised for dentists in the HSC, and we understand that there were interviews and panels were established, and then offers of jobs. Come 2024, something like out of Harry Potter, they seem to disappear into the ether. They disappeared. So not one position was filled. Now, as to why that was, possibly funding, but really that is a direction from the HSC. So really that is a question that needs to be asked
okay,
the HSC
and
as to why that happened.
We'll follow up on that, because the idea of advertising a post and people go to the trouble of going to interview, going through that whole process, only to find there's no job. So the question is, did the people run a mile and say, no, the conditions and the pay that's being offered by the HSE is not good enough, so the panel effectively evaporated? Or did they disappear, the panel, as you put it yourself?
Look, I don't have an answer for you. I mean, I know that people, the dentists that look after the children, like the public dental service is really specifically, it's very aimed at looking after the children. And it's a lovely service. When it ran well and when it was well funded and had enough dentists, it was brilliant, because what it did, it targeted every single child in the country. Mm-hmm. So every child in second class, every child in fourth class, and every child in sixth class got an offer of an appointment, regardless of what socioeconomic, which, religious background, wherever you came from, you got offered an appointment. The idea, and we worry now, the talk from the Department of Health is trying to push the children well, not push the children. They're trying to see, make the children offer it in through private dental surgeries like my own. I see a lot of children. I enjoy treating children, but I can only see the children that will come to me. You take away that target. So the lovely thing about it was every single child in the country got offered that appointment. They got screened. They got seen at appropriate times. They got the information. They got the education. They got those Fisher seals. They got everything they needed. And when done well and when serviced and when manned properly, It's an excellent service.
Now, just clarify for me, when they were screened, that might reveal problems and an appropriate treatment. Did they get that treatment free or did they have to pay for it?
No, they get it free. If it's done, seen through the public dental service, it's free service.
Okay. Any problem addressed. Now, I presume orthodontics?
Well, same problem. I mean, that is another story in itself. But I mean, the waiting list for that, you know, I'm sure you've heard, and it's been on the news before. You know, the waiting list for children to be seen and assessed through the orthodontic system is desperate as it is in the screening of the children. But if we're missing children, and my point is, you know, if we're not screening them and they're not being seen at appropriate times, then these dental milestones are getting missed. So treatment that could and things that could have been solved relatively easily earlier on become a much bigger problem,
more expensive problem to fix.
We see children with problems and holes in teeth that, you know, once upon a time were very easy to fix, and then we've got major problems, children in pain, and, you know, you could have an unfortunate conversation with a parent to say that a child needs an adult tooth taken out. I mean, that's desperate in 2024.
Now the question of a shortage of dentists, are we educating enough dentists? Because I know you're calling for a cap on the number of non-European students who may take up these positions, and we can understand it's not like, you know, an English class or a history class in University College Dublin or UCC. Every student dentist has to have access to a chair to practice their trade, to train. And that's an expensive thing to provide.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see, I mean, look at the Leaving Cert, you know, the CAO results and the offers there that have just come out. I mean, to do dentistry is 625 points, and not even those on 625 are guaranteed a place. It's a lottery. So there is demand. There's a lot of demand for students looking to undertake the career in dentistry. But at the moment, we have, you know, over into the 45-50% of the students becoming from non-EU background, then the number of actual students coming from Ireland and EAA countries is disproportionately small. So we're asking and really calling on the government to, you know, realise this, take that on board, and really invest in the dental schools to allow us to, A, lessen the dependency on international students that are paying fees of them in the region of €50,000 per year, and allow us to, you know, take a large intake of Irish students. Because if we can't train Irish students, less come out. So this problem with the debt, you know, we're talking about a problem across the board, but look at, we can't increase numbers in the public dental service if we can't train dentists that are coming out at the end of the day. Right. We need to, you know, investment needs to be really ranked up, and an emphasis and realization that oral health really needs to be start to be considered as health, because all one.
So it would, you know, people who qualify as dentists here, the Irish people who do they tend to stay in this country?
They do, because it's not as, but some do. I mean, some are going to travel. That's natural. I mean, that's across every walk of life. You graduate and you fly off to other climes for a while. But, you know, you can't apply your trade in every single country that you go to. Your degree has to be recognised.
Sure.
So you can't just say, I want to go to X and I'm going to work there. It doesn't quite work like that. You can only go to certain countries that where your degree is recognised. So, look, it's not a free-for-all. But, yes, of course, there are going to be those that do disappear for a while. I mean, that's a given. But, obviously, if we had a bigger volume coming out, if we lost some, it's not going to be so devastating to the numbers that we have back here.
All right, so the solution might be to free up those chairs currently occupied by very high fee paying foreign students, but the government would have to compensate the colleges for forfeiting that revenue. That's one thing that would have to happen. And the other thing is probably to invest in more chairs anyway in the various dental colleges.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely do. If I just make case in point, back in 2019, Cork Dental School were about to turn the soil on a brand new greenfield site, you know, a state of the art, built dental school, which would have had more chairs and, you know, availability to train more dentists. Obviously, COVID came and that panned that for a while and increased costs, and means that they've had to shelve that project. They can't do it anymore. So now what they've had to do is decrease the number that they're taking in, because they now have to try and, you know, improve what they've got. You know, we would look and say, why cannot that, you know, that extra investment be given to Cork to do that? Like, it almost seems the most logical, straightforward thing to allow such a thing that is so desperately needed be built and realised.
All right, Caroline, thank you very much for explaining all that to us. That's Caroline Robbins, Chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Dental Association and a dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow. Now, lots of comments are coming in on this particular topic, and I'll read some of them to you now and maybe a few more later. HSE recruitment embargo since July 2024, ongoing. A tiny number of posts derogated. Mental health service littered with unfilled vacancies. No posts for new graduate health professionals. That, it appears, is not the problem in dentistry. Never mind the public dentist, it's near impossible to get an appointment for a cleaning or a checkup or any dental work when paying privately. It's worse than the GP shortage now. Another one. My 26, 23 and 19-year-old children benefited hugely from the dental screening as kids. They have no fillings between them as a result. Such a shame this service has not been kept going. I have spent thousands and thousands on my own teeth. There was no screening in my day. The problem with paediatric dentists, if your child needs to see a paediatric specialist because, for example, they're very young and don't want to cooperate with an adult dentist, there are long waiting lists to see them. I'm talking about the private system. I was told there are only 5 paediatric specialists in the whole of Ireland. And a final one for the moment. My child has been waiting so long to be assessed for orthodontics, I started assessment privately and had teeth removed in preparation for braces, and we came up on the long list for assessment at that time. But before the braces were fitted, we were told they would not further assess my child because he had started private treatment. This is unfair, as the expense of private orthodontics is so much. Initially, I was told the waiting list was so long, my child would practically be an adult by the time he got treatment. And that's a frustrated Audrey in Wexford.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.